Check one, check two, this is it, what are you gonna do? It's the Cannabis Coffee Hour. With your host, me, Rob Cantrell, back again. For episode 270 of the Cannabis Coffee Hour, the CCH time is always on time. You can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Spotify, you can get it on many major platforms of podcast listening. Yeah, this is a podcast. Welcome to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. I'm your host, Rob Cantrell. Just playing a funky beat. And enjoying a nice cup of coffee. I got a great bag of coffee. I got the subscription from my brother-in-law of this great coffee, Perk. Shout out to Kevin and shout out to Perk. Great bag of coffee. They send, you know, I told them I want a mild roast, and that's what I got. And this coffee's from Georgia, and it's Tanzania is the beans. Clementine and honey. Balanced. So this is their medium roast. It's amazing. I checked out, the font is a great, the beans are, on time. I just do want to celebrate good coffee and good cannabis on this podcast. I had some bodega coffee this morning, right when I got up, and it wasn't that bad, but I didn't finish it. Because I was looking forward. I had a little bit of this Perk. It's P-E-R-C. So it's like percolate. Time for the percolator. Time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. Yes. Brewed up a great cup of coffee with my pour over Chemex. I always forget what I'm using until I say it out loud. I should have like a sponsorship with Chemex. I'm using a Roland beat machine. We got a Zoom microphone, a portable Zoom microphone that I'm going to take out into the field. I'm excited about this episode. You know, I got some stuff in store. We're going to drink some coffee. We're going to talk about stretching. We're going to talk about flowers. We're going to talk about the sky, your spine, and back home cannabis, shout out, Gorilla Glue, probably one of my favorite go-tos, and I am going to, reaching out to them, so I have some stuff planned for the podcast to take it out into the field. But sometimes I just like, it's rainy, it's cold. You know, I try to keep this podcast monthly, so like and subscribe. The vibe is always changing. It's murky and dark and roasting. Warm and cold, it's always good here at the Cannabis Coffee Hour. Cold, hot or nice, you know we're gonna do it twice, and again, we're gonna win. It's the Cannabis Coffee, we just started to begin. We're about at 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and you know this is not a lesson, it's just me chilling out. On the mic, what is it all about? Well, I listen to the Kendrick song, and I listen to the Drake song on and on. Well, it scrambled my brain. And then I'm like, what is going on, man? Step back, make a beat. Got some coffee, this is unique. It's again and again and again. Aw shit, I already won. When I just started to be done, like a little seed in the ground, sprouting up, looking around. Slow down, don't grow too fast. You like to make it last, like this podcast. Aw shit, you might have to pass gas if you drink too much coffee. That's the problem with it. Gotta balance it out with seltzer and a banana shake. Shout out for coffee, shout out back home cannabis. Oh, I'm doing another show, 1972. I've been working out my stand-up. Shout out to Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg, my classic spot, where I actually recorded my album called Pure Uncut Joy, right in 2018. It was like around the cusp between 18 and 19. I remember that. And I released it, and it did well, and it was cooking, you know, and Spotify was just becoming aware of stand-up comedy. And but right then, bam, we went into the pandemic. I was on a good label, 800-pound gorilla, shout out to those dudes. But they got into some type of beef with Spotify, and my album went off, my stand-up album, which was like professionally produced by a top like comedy production house. So I was bumped, and they took it off. They're in battle with Spotify, and it got taken off. But now it's up there, so you can go listen to it. And I've been listening to it, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that I didn't know the pandemic was coming. So it's a little bit trippy to, you know, it was just in this little small room in Williamsburg, like on a Wednesday, one show, just putting it down. But I had the material, I had the time, and it was, you know, I'm proud of the album. I like it. There's one track, the CVS, Who Runs New York is like its most popular one, and I see why. It came out good. But, you know, I do, you know, that was like, I've done so many coffee shops and back rooms and weird spots. I just wanted a recording of that. And it's not always perfect. That album isn't like 100% perfect. But what is? And we were going right into a pandemic, so the vibe was, must have been starting to get funky out in the universe. I'm just glad to be alive. Oh man, this coffee is amazing. And I'm digging this beat. Get out into outer space there for a minute. Yeah, but mostly been working on my health right now and trying just to center myself a little bit more, you know, and doing these podcasts. I do find doing the solo ones always kind of a challenge, but it's a challenge in simplicity. and also balancing it out and having fun. It's a little slow for this beat. Whoa. Gotta take the reverb off. But the, yeah, that Drake, that Drake Kendrick thing. So that's been in the news. And then also, the Trump has been in the news, and then these wars. So it's like, wow. Those are the big three right now. But I don't want to have a podcast about that. I'd rather play some disco beats. Maybe do a baked freestyle here and there. And talk about my meditation practices. I have, like, I don't know. I went down to Washington, D.C. and back to visit family. And then, I came back from California. So it was like a 1-2 punch. And then I was doing some shows. I did this great show at the Parkside Lounge. Shout out John F. O'Donnell, Victor Vernado. Shout out Reels. I don't know. It was like a 1-minute performance. And they had it on camera. I don't know. John F. O'Donnell and Victor Vernado always do something interesting. And I've known them for a while now. And so when they reached out to go do this thing at the Parkside Lounge, which is always a trip for me, because that's where I did get arrested for cannabis in 2007. Just for a joint, and I did 3 nights. You know, I've said this story on stage and in this podcast a lot, but it just trips me out how far we've come and how crazy it all seems, bringing it back to simplicity. Seems to be the thing that, like, gives me the most joy. A little bit of cannabis, a little bit of coffee, some stretching, work on my podcast a little bit, work on my music, work on my stand-up, work on my writing. But also, you know, work on myself, be nice to myself, but then try to give it away a little bit. I have been giving away randomly more. I mean, like I've said on this podcast, like, New York makes you so rough towards, you know, homeless in the streets and just people asking for money. It's just so much in New York, and it's always been that way. So you kind of get this, like, tough skin. But I have been trying to give it away more. But I don't want to put that out on podcast. And that isn't the reason I'm doing it. I'm just saying I'm, like, messing with my energies, I guess, a little bit. And definitely, like, trying to slow down and work on this podcast in terms of just, like, keeping it weekly, keeping it focused on good coffee. And this coffee's amazing. Perk. Awesome. I would definitely go to their website and check it out. I went to their website. It looks amazing. This bag is beautiful. I think it's just, like, the cool place down south in Savannah, Georgia, where you can get, like, the perfect cup of coffee. So now I see, like, it's, like, percolate, and it's perfect, and the font's, like, super simple. I could talk about font forever. Back home, cannabis has great packaging. That's what I love about the legal market of the cannabis business in New York, is that they make the packaging so it's not, like, super candy coated. It's supposed to be, like, matted. Because I always, like, all that candy, like, it's just, the things have got to change. And packaging is, like, getting more essential. And coffee and cannabis both are packaged kind of in this, like, freeze-dried bags, and these freeze-dried bags have definitely, the technology is like gone through the roof. Now, Back Home Cannabis, they do it in these just like simple sacks, and the font is beautiful but simple. They have a great emblem. I have a maroon Gorilla Glue premium. Shout out Back Home Cannabis. But there's many great, you know, different, you know, just like coffee. And we're going to sample everything. I'm just telling you, like, in everything goes in phases, and you kind of, like, go in and out with what you smoke or what you drink or how you work out. Like, that's what I'm trying to do is just, like, it feels like the season of clearing out some bullshit. Definitely, like, being more aware of my jealousy or, self-doubt and catching myself more. That, I mean, that's what the meditation has done for me, is when I was good, like, let's say it's like working out. Like, I worked out like Monday, Tuesday. That means I did 20 minutes partly uninterrupted. Now, when I say partly, like, sometimes, like, 13 minutes in, I'll ask the Alexa how much time I got left. And today I did it because I didn't work out the day before. So it's just like, you know, working out. But when you start doing it, it is like working out your brain, but it's almost like the influx of that. Influx, what a word. I think I just made that up. Yeah, so I did my movie review, my 1 minute movie review for this show at the Parkside Lounge for the movie Blues Brothers, and I rewatched it, man, and like all the scenes. There's like not a bad frame in that film, man. It's just shot on beautiful film. It's John Landis. You know, I think they had all the money, but I did read about it. Like, they went massively over budget, but it looks so grandioso and so perfect and so big. And it's like a musical. That's what's so trip about the Blues Brothers. And these music numbers, like, each of them is like a super high quality live performance comedy video with, like, just amazing stars. Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, John Lee Hooker, just like Cab Calloway, like all these classic R&B soul legends. And captured on James Brown in the Baptist Church where they see God. Oh my God. I mean, every frame of that film is like, I mean, if you look at it, not like jocking John Belushi or comedy, just like how it's shot and how it looks and how it feels. It's just like a mixtape of great blues numbers. And those guys got like the best band. Like, I was reading about the bassist. Donald Duck Dunn. And this guy was the bassist for like Elvis. And he was the bassist for like these legend, like early rock and roll and soul bands. And he was like one of the best in the world. One of the funkiest, one of the most rock and roll. Meow. So yeah, my meditation, so I do my 5 Tibetan stretches. I'm trying to see if I can cut off that bass riff and then just have the keyboard. I think I could do this. Hold on. So yeah, the Donald Duck Dunn from the Blues Brothers. Just doing research for that was so much fun, and I was having so much anxiety over it. It was 1 minute, and it was something just I was doing, I don't know. I think I was running so hard I didn't get to prepare for it as much as I wanted to, and I didn't. So that's why I picked the Blues Brothers. I made it so like dead on. That, you know, just like a simple font, you know, sometimes it's lean and mean, just straight up to the point, and just saying how good the film was, and it was fun, but I didn't overthink it, you know, that's the other thing, man, oh man, it's just really the controlling of the overthinking. I say that with just with all the media and all the stuff that's going on in terms of politics, and I really do believe in like the Taoism of the 10,000 things. Like you're really in the material world, you're only connected to these 10,000 things. So whatever vibe you're bringing to that moment, to those 10,000 things, if you look at it from above, those are the vibrations you're affecting. And with that, it's just like you only have so much control of that. How big the universe is, you know. It's like a little organ, you know, it's like 7 chords. But yeah, with all this hip, it's just so, the Kendrick Lamar, it still blows my mind how big hip hop has gotten. And then it still blows my mind how cannabis has opened up. But at the same time, they're not perfect and nothing is. And everything's changing and evolving. I guess that's what's tripping me out. And that's how it's always going to be. That's when I kind of like step back. That's the idea of stepping away from the ego. And I will say like stretching, just like trying to stay flexible, it does like move into your everyday life, because things just constantly be happening. Things are happening. But that's what it's so nice about, like, Yeah, like doing the happy baby pose, the most vulnerable pose. You're literally on your back, spread open to the fucking universe. And you just, your back just gets so stretched out. But it's the most awkward one. That's what I like about stretching by myself. You know, I'm looking at these like meditation and yoga classes. What I'm thinking is like trying to go to the library more and to work on my writing, just to get out. And then there's the yoga place right next door, and do that. I was gonna do that. And it's like yoga and meditation. So, you know. I was going to try to, but I like stretching alone too. I don't know, they're both good. Same thing with coffee and cannabis. I don't mind being alone, and I don't mind hanging out. They're both good. That's what I like about this podcast. Like, I can play some music. I can play with the beat machine. You know, I've listened to the podcast before. I do love, I made the other beat that's for it. And I shot everything. I edited everything. So, I don't know. It just breaks it up for me. It makes it fun. But I have been, listening to some other music. This is, can you believe, 270 per coffee, Savannah, Georgia. This is just, I haven't looked at my computer all day. I just opened it up and I was doing some research. The Perk Shop. Shout out to Savannah, Georgia, from the Cannabis Coffee Hour. I did some research on the Kendrick Lamar. I was going to talk about that, and I think we did. I bought some vinyl. I don't know if I talked about this on the last episode. I think I may have done that. About buying the Steely Dan vinyl in Washington, D.C. Vinyl's just getting more and more popular. But the whole thing about vinyl, I used to have this roommate, and he had, like, in San Francisco, he lived in the basement apartment, and I lived in this top apartment with a roommate. He had his own joint, but he had this whole, it was like the basement joint, and it was the ultimate spot for records. And he had just, like, had this whole cabinetry wall of just everything, funk. I think he just collected for years and years and years. They would make these like long ass mixtapes, and they were amazing, but they were on CD. There was even, yeah, I don't know. You go into the world, but I still think that is today, you know, everybody's just like going through the piles of stuff that was there before and rearranging it. You know, that's what I like about this podcast. It's just like, keeping it back to the simple things. Some coffee, some cannabis. The simple things have been happening, making me happy, like doing 20 push-ups. I'll just be happy. I don't know, physical, moving the body around. I really believe like the awareness is happening more and more in society. And maybe hip-hop and all this stuff, you know. You know, I think with Kendrick, it's like the artistry is coming out, and the craftsmanship, and just like, you know, just the pop sensibility. Yeah, I don't even want to get into it. Calling him a pedophile, man, that's insane. But it makes sense. in the world of those of super rock stars, super rap stars. You know, that's what I always trip out about, levels of fame. These guys are going at each other's head. I'm staying low. I've made like 7 rap songs and I'm doing this cannabis coffee hour. But all this stuff like jumbles, like with the Trump stuff as well, with, you know, salacious. But I, you know, I think that's why there is like a turn towards like roots music. I would say like what's making me really happy is like dub reggae and country. A little bit of country. A little bit of rock and roll. Shout out Donny Osmond and the Osmond Brothers. Pass the mic. You know, I always listen to the Beasties. And a lot of dub reggae. And then a lot of Billy Strings. That's what I've been listening. And then the Kendrick Lamar thing. And I got an Incubus song here for some reason. I wish you were here. I never minded those dudes. Rock bands, Pearl Jam. Soundgarden was my band. And I love Nirvana, Steve Albini. That's a big one. Yeah, that's what's been tripping me out, and that's why I've been meditating more. It's just like dudes that are 10 years older than I am just dying. And that's why I just want to approach life just a lot more in tune to the moment and be happy and grateful. But it pulls you in with like all this drama and social media stuff. Politics. And then your own ego. That's what's so, I mean, that's why I've been meditating and stretching this week and slowing down. I think it's important, you know, it goes back to that Wu Wei of the art of non-doing. And then just doing it when you think it's essential. Or when it's natural. I haven't been trying to overdo this podcast. Producing a full video podcast with correct sound and correct lighting and interesting setting is definitely... But to do that weekly, like my computer has been sweating hardcore lately. I do think I'm going to have to get it because I've just been editing like a madman on this thing after 270 episodes. But getting it done. And this technology is moving further and we're getting closer and closer to getting a proper sponsorship. But until then, I'll just keep doing it my way, making beats. Talking about Incubus songs. Trying to work from my higher self. And there's greatness in that. And I do have to give a shout out to both of these companies. Pert Coffee and Back Home Cannabis Company. Both have like super simple, straight up, good... Like, even the back of this, like, how... I had to look up where Perk was from because they don't put it on the coffee. They just go, we source dynamite coffee, roast them with all the love in our bones, and are super excited to share them with you! PerkCoffee.com. And then it's just called Balance. Be balanced. Yeah, that's what you're working towards. Everybody wants to have balance, and then you can have peace. So sometimes it's just like this never-ending pushing and pulling and getting to that point. But that's what I do find in meditation. Like, that point is I'm kind of herky-jerky right now. You know, I'm doing this from home, and, you know, I'm looking to get out there in the field a little bit better. But until then, you know, I'll just rock some beats and talk to you guys. But both these companies are super simple and straight up. Perk Coffee and Back Home Cannabis. High quality. And making the most of, like, you don't have to fill it up. You don't have to, that's what I'm trying to work on, is like being more satisfied. But yeah, that was like when you're meditating, the whole idea sometimes I think of is like when my spine, when I'm sitting there and my head is just resting right on the middle, and it's just resting on its own. It's just connected to the earth. Almost like you can like almost drop away. Something about like making your bones stronger. Like, you're not always thinking the fantasy thing in your head and dealing with the reality of it, you know. And the reality of it, whether you want to do comedy or what I have found, whether you want to do music or comedy or anything that, you know, anything worthwhile, that you got to do, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. But if you make it fun, you'll keep on doing it. So yeah, I'm doing this show, 1972, again at Young Ethel's. Shout out Young Ethel's. That's going to be June 12th. Live stand-up, 1972. Tell your friends, tell your mom. Tell your brothers and sisters, come on out. Tell Kendrick Lamar, tell Don't tell Drake. There is a part of me that likes, I don't know, hip hop is an American art form. And I always respected Kendrick. And Drake, I was always, you know, suspect. But he had some good beats, you know. But that Kendrick beat, whatever that thing, not like us. That song is so hard. But it's like everything that I'm working towards. You know, all violence and everything, like, stems on being like, I'm different than they are. But he's calling him out. Dude's gotta get called out. I don't know. I kind of like in the same boat as like Chuck D and Questlove. Like, it's just a mess. And I do think there's just too much money and eyes and ears towards hip-hop, but even though I keep making it. And this whole podcast, I mean, it's kind of like, I always go back to it. Because it's fun. At the end of the day, hip-hop is fun. That's what hip-hop's all about. with your friends, goofing off, making beats, smoking weed, rhyming for a minute or two. And then live shows is kind of dope. I'm a fan of live performances. But hip-hop's hard to pull off. But I've done it live a few times, and it was a lot of fun. I tried it at the first 72, and I you have to prepare. The thing about doing hip-hop and stand-up, like, as lackadaisical as some people may make it look, especially this Kendrick Lamar rhymes are just like, and I'm not like super, like I never was super on Eminem's jock or, you know, some of these super lyrical guys. I did think it was funny what Danny Brown said. I do think like smart, I think is dope. And I think Kendrick is super smart, hip, different with his rhyme style. And it's just like, but that song, it's just like stacked perfectly. I don't know. Creativity's fun, you know. Podcasting's fun. Cannabis is fun. Coffee's fun. But there's a time for it. Listen to my old ass. Sorry about that. It comes down to like Run DMC and Beasties for me, and then definitely Tribe Called Quest. And I do think the drum, there's something very cool about the drum and making music. I always was like, the thing about hip-hop is like, it's not musicianship, it's definitely more poetry over electronic beats, and you write to the beat. So I always found that fascinating and fun to listen to. And then when stand-up, I remember the first time I saw stand-up live at the Punchline Comedy Club. I hadn't seen it in a while. I remember it just blew me away. I remember seeing a bunch of the San Francisco comics at the time just go up and just kill. And I was like, man, I just want to go up there and do that. And then I tried it, and it was so much harder than I thought. But I loved it. And I kept on doing it. And that's where I am today. Somewhere between making beats and doing stand-up and doing a little bit of acting and just not being fully full. Like I feel like it's still, there's so much more to be done, especially with this podcast, you know, updating it all and then hooking up with sponsors and getting it functified. echoes out. Delay it, it's got to delay more, right? I think there it is. Listening to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. I've enjoyed Perk Coffee and talking to you guys and playing a little bit of music and talking about music. Talking about cannabis, talking about coffee, talking about meditation, talking about life. We'll do it again. Peace. I'm out.